I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, before we come back to the 360 for some Whidbey Island 911, we'll start in Tokyo, Japan, with a guy, 37-year-old guy in Japan. He's making some serious money, renting himself out to do nothing. He says people hire him when they need basically a body, but that's it. He gets hired to show up to go to someone's going away party and make the numbers look better. He'll walk in silence with someone who doesn't want to be alone, you know, like back and forth to their car or something. He said a woman hired him when she was meeting a guy for the first time, when she was needed to listen to her views. You know, I mean, he can listen. He can go show up at like a party thing if you need a guest, something like that. He charges $100 per job, and he's had more than 3,000. Say if you fill out the numbers at a party or accompany someone to a job interview for support, this dude's getting paid like crazy just to show up and do nothing because people like having the support. Mm. And then how about this traffic stop in Nova Scotia? They say cops on the highway December 3rd found a car parked straddling the white line. They come up to the car to find it's missing its front windshield. There's a hole in the back window and glass on the highway. And there's an axe in the back seat. Then I thought the car was empty. But then they noticed that there's a man leaned forward, slumped over the driver's seat, passed out. So they go to court and they're trying to sort all this out. And he asked the cop why he was pulled over. And the cop said, well, because your pants... We came up, we didn't pull you over, you were stopped, and your pants were around your ankles behind the wheel. When the cops woke him up and told him to pull his pants up and get out of the car, he took off running. And they said the cop tackled him before he got very far. In the court papers, it said, given Mr. Lewis's condition, the driver, the officer could have given him a 100-meter head start and still would have caught him pretty easily. And then so the guy says, well, there's another woman that was involved in this because it was her car, I guess. She said she testified she drove the guy back from a party and he started freaking out. That's when they let him out of the car. And, he ended up stealing the car. They said, we have no idea where the axe came from. The only thing the guy could remember was a party he was at that featured, quote, a quart of rum, cocaine, and a 4-day house party.
Wasn't that a Skynyrd song?
And he's ended up in the middle of the road with no windshield and an axe in the back seat and his pants down.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Okay, here's some calls coming in to the authorities out on Whidbey Island. November and early December, let's check them out. Wednesday, November 25th, 9:44 a.m. Saratoga Road. 911 caller says, a neighbor put up a sign on their property that says, a witch lives here. Thursday, November 26th, 6:52 p.m. Sills Road. 911 caller says, a man drove up our driveway and announced... he was an officer of Jesus. Friday, November 27th, 7:55 a.m., Nubian Way. 911 caller says, I have some concerns about piracy. Wednesday, December 2nd, 3:20 a.m., Sun Vista Circle. 911 caller says, my roommates burned my Bible, and it was written... by Jesus, and the cover was made of human skin.
Yeah.
Wednesday, December 2nd, 6:01 a.m., Cedar View Drive. 911 caller says, there's a lot of people on my roof. And finally, Wednesday, December 2nd, 6:49 p.m., Center Street. 911 caller says, the guy down the road has his drapes open. And he's showing porn on a big screen TV. I've seen it several times.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.